Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyrese Proctor could help out the Cavs immediately next year. Who knows? Second round pick. But you know what's more important than that? Jeff, draft grades. Because I think they're super important, especially when you have the 49th and 58th pick overall.
You got to grade those babies because you're going to be right on the money with those grades.
I got to tell you, I don't know how happy you could be about this, but the Cavaliers did receive a decent grade from ESPN. Are you worried about this or not?
Why would I worry?
I don't know.
Trending appropriately.
That's right. Do you want to guess what their grade was?
B plus.
A B, Jeff. No. A B. Straight B.
For the Proctor pick or for the Niang pick
as well?
Let me
tell you exactly what ESPN told us.
Oh, good.
Right? You keep plugging away, little buckaroo.
Thank you. You'll
get there one day.
Yes. The Cavaliers didn't get on the clock until well into the night of night two of the draft and landed an interesting prospect in Proctor, who continued to develop after the one-on-one done hype. Proctor shot 40.5% on threes last season and shows promise as an on-ball defender, although he could improve his steal rate.
We'll get it fixed.
Well, good. He's got something to work on.
Very, very exciting. Very exciting. Just little things about the draft last night. Can we get into just a couple little things about that?
You're running the show today.
Well, I just want you to know this.
Stop it, Jeff.
Thank you. Why do we have two rounds? I'm still trying. Why do we televise both rounds?
Why not?
If
you don't like it, don't watch.
You know why.
Money.
And not just a little bit of money, a lot of money.
See what he said?
For people who aren't us.
See what he said?
Lots and lots of money.
There it is. I mean, that's what sports networks are for.
The only reason.
With sports stuff on TV.
Cash.
You mean like have a show that shows highlights? Remember when they used to do that? Remember when MTV played music? Remember when SportsCenter used to show highlights?
I remember when ESPN used to actually give you sports news.
It's crazy. Although I will say early on, they were desperate for programming. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'd show two guys just playing catch in the middle of the night, all night for like 3 or 4 hours. Back and forth. Just playing catch.
I miss Australian rules football.
More money.
Australian rules, the beanpot tournament. Oh, the origins of ESPN. But in watching last night's show, I don't know why it didn't have any. There was very little sizzle. And like if we saw someone drop, and I guess the hard part is they're trying to live up to the show that the NFL puts out, right? Doesn't that.
They're trying to copy the NFL, clearly. But Andy, I don't care if the second round's on. I watched parts of it.
I was stuck for the last half of it because I was like, I got to see what the Cavs do. And you,
a lot of Rockford reruns last night, so I was watching a lot of draft.
I watched some CFL football last night too. That wasn't bad. It was hard after the Guardians played earlier. That didn't make life any more fun.
No, that wasn't good.
So are we done with the hat thing? Oh, I know what I was going to say.
I want to talk about the hat thing.
Okay,
it's your thing, but I want to talk
crazy.
About it.
And so
you know what they should do?
You have an answer for this?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Get rid of the hats. Just why do you make a kid put it? And let's be fair. As a guy who's follically challenged.
Do you want to tell them why, Dan? Why they won't get rid of the hats? Tell
cash.
Them why.
Money. I know. They sell
money.
Those hats.
I mean, and loads
but
here, of
New Era the thing. Had a store on the set last night. They have
Scrooge
store.
McDuck
did you
levels
see,
of money.
Did you see the Rutgers guys, Harper and Ace?
Mm-hmm.
Put their hats on, and they didn't put them on. They were off to the side and crooked and everything else. You know why?
Why?
A, they wanted them that way. B, they have so much hair, you can't put a baseball cap on your head. So why? What? And then they're all wrong. And Scott Van Pelt the other day went off on a tangent. Andy's going to love this.
I did. I heard it.
He's right. You're right. And the deal is this. just lose the hats. You know, put something else on. Do sell something else. It's you're not going to make that much money selling draft night hats that it makes it worth your while to have the kid up there wearing the wrong hat and everything else. It just Andy, you are correct.
All right, well, let me double down on that.
But these guys have so much hair, and you know, hair is so big that the hats don't fit well anyway.
My MVP of watching two nights of this of the draft, Mark Tatum. You know who Mark Tatum is?
He's the guy who does the second round.
He did the second round.
What is it, the deputy commissioner?
That is correct.
Here comes Mark. Always smiling when he announces a pick.
He actually is the chief operating officer.
Always smiling.
He is. When he comes out to announce a trade before a pick, like he did last night, he sold it like you had never seen it before. Like, by the way, meanwhile, ESPN had talked about these trades 15, 20 minutes prior. They were picks that were already made. I mean, there were trades that were already made. So Shams gets on, tells you about the trade. Guys talk about it. Tatum walks up, and they announce the pick. The guy is now drafted to the team that he's not going to play for, and Tatum goes forward. And then a couple picks later, then Tatum comes back and says, oh, by the way, there's been a trade. Guy I just introduced as playing for another team 3 minutes ago is now going to another team, but you already knew that because you were watching ESPN's broadcast and you knew 15 minutes ago this trade was there. I give Tatum credit because he sold it every time when he walked to that podium like the trade had just happened.
The one point about it, though, is I understand partially why they have to wear the wrong team hat. Because they were actually drafted by that team. Even though they're getting traded, they were drafted by that team. And that's what it's about. So the draft pick was actually made by the team whose hat they're wearing.
Right.
And then they trade the player. They don't trade the pick. So from that's a logistical, factual situation.
They have got to figure out a way to change that.
Just don't wear hats.
Well, I just think it's confusing to your fans while they're watching.
Of course it is. Just don't wear the hats.
I don't get it. I'll never understand it.
Lose the hats. It looks stupid anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so whoever the reporter is that talks to the player that comes up, the reporter can just assume, hey, you know, you're not going to Brooklyn, you're going to Sacramento. Okay, well, let's talk about how this could be. Because do you think the player knows at that point?
I'm sure the player is well aware.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just lose the hats.
It is goofy, and it's...
Most of the guys don't look good in them. They've got too much hair, which is great for them.
Especially when you think about the money they spent on those suits, some of those suits. Yesterday, I felt like I was watching... I can't explain it. Especially after watching the first round, and you give that... There's like a buzz and excitement. I will tell you that having gone to Barkley the year that the Cavaliers drafted Kyrie, it's underwhelming when you were there. I also... don't like the fact that NBA TV doesn't do another show alongside. As I was looking for a second, the last 2 years since they've gone to this two-night format, it used to be NBA TV did a show, and then I think ESPN did a show alongside. And so you had two different places to go if you wanted to watch the draft. I don't know. It made it a little bit more interesting for me because I wanted to hear what different people were saying at the time of the pick. They may as well sit. I almost think they'd be better off sitting in the studio in Bristol and letting the commissioner make the pick and then letting them be in the studio. Because the studio they used yesterday, it was like going to a bad nightclub. It's exactly what it felt like. And that was kind of how it feels if you're actually there.
It didn't give me... I didn't even think about that.
It just looked hokey.
People sitting at a desk. Andy, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm just saying then they've got the tables and they've got the... Then they spent, I don't know, a good part of this, like the latter half before the Cavs picked, talking about, you know, being here on the second night. Could you imagine if we watched a quarterback sitting there to stick around for a second night of the NFL draft? This is where the comparison part kills them. And to have those folks stick around and say, okay, you know, I live the dream and I'm here for the second round. And even though, first of all, you weren't really invited because they used to only invite the lottery guys in the beginning. And then they didn't really like that because you'd see people as they would drop, as we see in the NFL all the time, they start sweating bullets because they're like, I'm losing millions per pick. Right? I don't know how you change it.
Their dream is getting crushed right in front of our eyes.
And then you drop to the second round. But last night, the guys that were there that were picked in the second round, I thought they were good.
They were all happy.
But they kept talking about the emotion of the draft. Like, I've never seen so many tears. I've never really.
Oh, first round especially.
First round, yeah. But
did you see the guy who got drafted last night and his grandpa was there? That grandpa was awesome.
It was cool.
Wasn't he? Because the grandpa was just standing up. He's screaming, that's my boy. That's my boy. And he just kept going. And then they asked the kid, he said, Grandpa took me to every practice. He was there for everything. And the kid was very calm.
Yeah.
He didn't like bust up crying, which I would have if I was him, as I'm watching my grandpa, you know, just go bananas. That was a very touching thing. He was going nuts. It's really cool. If you haven't seen it, go look it up. It was really funny.
It's still
and heartwarming, actually.
I don't. Were they better off having the second round on the first night and flying through it? It kept them there until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Who cares? I mean, seriously, if you're an NBA fan, you had your team with two picks, you probably paid attention. If you didn't care, you didn't watch. It was that simple.
Dan,
Twitter's a heck of a thing.
There it is.
I mean, the problem the NBA draft is always going to have against the NFL draft is that a lot more people watch college football than watch college basketball. And so you're never going to get that buzz outside of at the very top when somebody's going, oh, Cooper Flagg, like, or, you know, Victor Wembanyama. Like, you need those guys at the top of it, but very few people watch college basketball outside of the amount of us who parachute in for the tournament. You parachute in for the tournament and you go, oh, okay. That's that guy. He's supposed to be good, right? And you base everything off of the two games in the tournament you watch.
Well, yeah.
And you go from there.
And the other aspect of it is, you know, it's the way that college basketball has changed and the one and dones and everything else. You don't root for teams anymore, and you don't become really familiar with guys. You know, it's guys who are making a pit stop before they maybe get drafted, and there's so much speculation in the NBA draft as opposed to the NFL draft.
Right.
You know, you're keeping your fingers crossed that somebody might be pretty good.
Not to mention a chunk of these second rounders have already been traded three times.
That's true.
You have no idea who in the hell's drafting. And you're drafted guys that a lot of people haven't seen. I mean, you run into that a bunch too when it's like, hey, we're taking so-and-so. He's from Italy. Hey, we're taking this guy from the Sudan.
You don't know.
Hey, we're taking this guy from France.
They might become household names.
Five French guys got drafted?
Oh, a lot of French guys.
How many people were watching French basketball?
Bunch of Australian guys, too.
Bunch of Aussies got drafted.
One of our
guys.
That's
outstanding. That's not meant to like trash it or anything. That's awesome that the league is that global, getting that many guys in it.
Israel dropping in the first round back-to-back. Yeah.
Proctor's Australian.
Heck yeah, and that's fantastic. That's not meant to be a slam. It's more like how many people know these guys because they've been watching French basketball?
It's on my TV.
It's just all food for thought, I guess. A lot of it when it comes to just watching these NBA draft, or watching any of the drafts, but in particular the NBA draft and who you end up getting and how sucked in you can be to watch a second. I don't know. I just
not to mention I'll go Baskin and Phelps to Baskin and Phelps. It's a really cheap product to put on. A couple cameras, some anchors. Boom, entertainment.
Ask Spike to show up and give him a reserve seat that says reserved on the back.
Exactly.
Of it.
I'll go Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps. That's a cheap product to put on, and it fills 4 hours of the human drama.
It's not a bad way to go, is it? Television? And last night, they had a really good crew. There was some pretty intelligent stuff going on there.
All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the Cavs roster, especially because Sam Amico is going to join us in the next hour. Also want to talk about the Browns for a little bit, some stadium stuff still going on there. So I was on a show in Florida this morning, ding, whatever. But they asked me a question. The reason I was on was to talk about the stadium, and I was just like, Okay, let's
Ding.
Do it. And their thoughts on it were a little shocking to me. I'll tell you what that was. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.